Hey guys, and welcome back to Comic 2. My name's Leroy.
And I'm Anthony.
Even though it's Thanksgiving weekend, and by the time people listen to this, it'll be Black Friday.
True. Or some people could be listening to this while they're having Thanksgiving dinner. Or no, because it won't come out after.
No, because we're releasing this on Black Friday, unless they're having Thanksgiving leftovers.
There you go. Thanksgiving leftovers.
You know, unless they're in Australia, then it's like way past it. But I doubt anyone's in the past listening
to this. Either way, they're listening to this at some point this weekend. Tis the season of deals. Tis the season of gifts. Everybody, some people usually start getting their gifts for Christmas now, you know, because of Black Friday sales. So I was thinking, you know, of just in general, like, you know, geeky gifts. And then I had this idea of like, you know, what was the geekiest gift I got as a kid, you know, or recently, or what do I want in the future? So I figured, you know, a little play on the Christmas Carol of Ghosts of Christmas Past, Future, and Present. So how about we talk about your geekiest gifts?
Well, before we start with that, have you done any Christmas shopping yet?
No. 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 Have not done any Christmas shopping. It's crazy because usually I do try to do some Black Friday deals, but I feel like Black Friday is now like Thursday at 5 o'clock you have to get online.
Oh, dude, Black Friday. Well, yeah, but then you have the internet where they already started their Black Friday deals last Monday.
What?
Some of them. I don't know. Or they're doing like pre-Black Friday sale. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's been spread out now, but...
It's so, yeah, and you don't know when to get what and when. It's not what it used to be. It used to be, you know, and you know what's going to be cheap early on. It's not like, oh, hey, I'm here. What's cheap? Ah, this. Let me get that.
You're right, because it used to just be literally Black Friday, and now it's like every other day before and after it.
It's Black November.
Do you do the...
Hey, that's what we're going to call this episode, Black November.
Black November, I like it.
Black November.
Do you do the online stuff for like PS4? The because I know usually they have games on sale on Black Friday.
You know what? No, they're already on sale now.
What? You see, this is what sales. I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was just looking at it this morning. Yeah. No, because all the games that are on sale are games I like and I already have.
Ah.
And the funny thing is, it's so weird because I always check the PlayStation sales.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's like a sale, every now and then there's always a sale, and it's the same sale as like last month and the last few months. It's like, all right, The Witcher 3 is now on sale for $15.99 with all the DLCs, and it's like this Black Friday sale is the Labor Day sale that we had last month, or the summer sale that we had, so I haven't really gotten anything for Black Friday in terms of video games. I guess I can give this away. This isn't a secret. We're getting a Switch for Christmas, like as a family gift.
Oh shit!
And then yeah, so me and Ari are going to be fighting over it. So
any game you're looking for with the Switch, or you're like
the two that I'm looking forward to for my. See, it's weird because we're all a Nintendo fan, and by Nintendo I mean we would get Nintendo based games.
Right.
I'm looking forward to Luigi's Mansion 3.
Oh, nice.
And I'm also looking for the Zelda fan in me. I need Link's Awakening, the remake, because that was my first Legend of Zelda game ever for Game Boy.
Wow.
So I do plan on getting it, whether it's gifted to me as a gift or not. I'm getting that game by the end of the year.
So either way, you'll
Christmas
have
Day,
it.
No one, yeah, by Christmas Day, if no one got it from me, I'll buy it myself. But to finish the lead on, I got some people already, some of their Christmas stuff. I'm not going to say what. Me and Lori always have, and this is all my wife's idea, for those who remember, she's upstairs, so she can't be on this episode, but she has this great idea for Christmas that I love, and if anyone's listening to this, I highly encourage this. This is all her idea she found online, and we do it every year, and we do it so that the kids don't feel left out, but we also do it to each other to save money.
Okay.
All right, you ready for this? Four gifts.
Four gifts.
Everyone gets four gifts. For Christmas, everyone gets four gifts. The Switch doesn't count. The Switch is a separate thing because we decided as a family we need that.
Okay.
But everyone gets four gifts. And it's one of each category. And it's something to wear.
Uh-huh.
Something to read.
Uh-huh.
Something you want. And something you need.
Interesting.
Four. And it rhymes. It's a cute little rhyme. And it's four things, and it's for more for the kids, so that, you know, we have two kids right now. So that way, you know, no one ever feels, well, how come this person got more than me? No. You guys got one from each category.
Right.
Now, if you guys got different wants, then that's on you. But one for each category. You all got someone. You know what I mean? But we do it to each other. Saves money. Anyone listening, I highly recommend it. It helps your pocket, because we know that for Christmas, it can be a little rough.
I think that's cool. I think that will help kind of narrow it down. And it's kind of cool, because, you know, you kind of get, I feel like everybody has that one gift that they really want, and then the other gifts are just like, you know, it's kind of, you know, whatever. Yeah, I want this, but you can always narrow it down to like, I want this one gift. And if that's the one that you really want, then you can, you know, get a book, get some clothes, get, you know, all the other stuff that you wouldn't really ask for until you see it and you're like, oh yeah, I would want this. This is actually a pretty cool gift. I mean, as a kid, I would probably want all toys. So, you know, the mention of clothes, I'm be like, oh man, and the mention of
books. Oh, I remember those days. I think there's a meme out there. When you were a little kid, really, socks? Why do you hate me?
Yeah.
As an adult, oh yeah, I got some socks.
It's true.
Let's jump around with your idea. So you want to talk about geeky presents of past, present, and future.
Yes.
But before we talk about the geeky presents, if you could have what is the one thing you want for Christmas this year?
Oh, so I guess a little bit of the present. You know, I was thinking about that, you know, as
and this have to be geeky. I just want to know what you want this year. If it's geeky, fine. But what is something you want this year?
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, we're both, you know, video people as well. You know, not only just doing podcast, but...
Yeah,
I guess it would be to get lenses for my camera, because I have a Blackmagic camera, and it's a very nice camera.
I've never seen this camera.
You haven't, because it's very expensive and there's no lenses for it, so it's literally just a case. So I have a camera for it, but no lenses for it, and the lenses can be a bit, you know, a bit pricey if I really want to get the bang for my buck. So. If we're talking about my wish present, then it would be that. That would be definitely a wish present.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, just I think that would be it. I mean, other than that, you know, I was trying to think of like something geeky, and it would definitely be either a video game.
No, that's gonna be for the topic this year. Right now, I was asking, what would you want? We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I want to know what you want, because, well, it's funny. I'm gonna go with you. I want the Sony A7S3.
Ooh.
The camera. With some lenses, maybe. That's because same reason as you. We're both film people, and I want to replace my Canon 70D. I do plan on selling it like sometime in January.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy with it, if I can be very honest with you. Not because it doesn't work.
It's not what you're looking for. It's not what you're looking for.
It's not what I thought it would be when I got it.
Yeah. And I feel like that's cameras in general. Like, people always ask, like, what's the best camera to get? And I'm like, there's a bunch of cameras that are good. It's really just what you're looking for and what you want to achieve from it, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody has their go-to. So, yeah, I mean, the Sony's, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
Yeah, I heard people who have it, they speak highly of it, you know. And it's good for filming. Did you know? Now we're gonna have a little fun fact. Did you know that there's a horror movie that I saw that I loved? I think it's my favorite horror movie this year.
Oh, damn.
But it came out last year, so it's not like a 2019 movie. It's a movie that came out in 2018. Uh-huh. Maybe it came out in I don't remember the date. It's called The Possession of Hannah Grace.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Well, there's like a million of The Possession of whatever.
Yeah.
But this one, it takes place in a morgue.
Mm.
And it was like a low-budgety-ish movie. It takes place in a morgue. I won't go too much into it, but I will say it was a great movie, because it was about, you know how every possession movie has its rules? It created new rules for a possession, which I loved. So it built upon the lore.
Okay.
Anyway, that movie was built on, that movie was filmed on a Sony A7S.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I read that. I was like, oh, wow, that movie looks great. You know, it was all dark and everything, and it just looked crisp.
Yeah, so, man. Lenses. It's all about the lenses. That's what I keep hearing. You could have any type of camera. It's the lens. Agree. We just got camera geeky right now. We're talking about cameras and lenses.
But that's what we want for Christmas to make a good movie.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's go with, so you wanted to talk about presents, geeky presents of Christmas past, but I'm going to throw it to you. What is the geekiest gift you ever got from the past?
From the past, as a little kid, I would say the biggest, geekiest moment or geekiest present was when I got, now this is going to date me for a long time, but the actual full Voltron set. The hard ass metal, the toys that a 6 year old should not be having at that age. I had a weapon in my hand basically, which was Voltron. Nice. It was hard to get at the time. I remember even as a little kid, like my pops even saying that it was hard to get because everybody wanted it, and you could have got them. You could have got them the lions separately, and there was like, you know, always a couple of lions missing. You know, you wouldn't have the full set and people would get upset. But my dad somehow got it. I don't remember if it was the actual one. Maybe it might have been a knockoff, but to me.
Oh, yeah, because we're in New York and they always have the little bootleg ones.
Oh, yeah. He probably went to Chinatown and was like, Goltron? Yeah, okay, that's close enough. Let me get this for my son. He won't know the difference. But I remember as a kid, like, I was super excited just because. You know, it was a cartoon that I watched every day. It was something that I wanted to get. And the fact that, you know, at that time, you know, again, 6 year old me with a huge ass Voltron was crazy. And the fact that it was, you know, it felt metal. Like it felt like, you know, larger than life in a sense, because it was just not a plastic toy. It was like a real heavy toy. So that was still to this day. I mean, even after that, that was still like the biggest memory of like, oh wow, that's a geeky gift.
But wait, did you build it together?
Yeah. I built it. My pops helped me build it. We built it. And fun fact, I think it only lasted about a year, just because I kept toying it around. I was like, this is made of metal. It can fight everything. And it's just like, you know.
I was gonna ask you if you still had it.
Oh no. No.
Oh yeah. Man.
It only lasted about a year or so.
What year was this that you got it? Do you remember?
Oh,
I'm really going to date you.
I really don't remember. Whatever age I was at six, I'm trying to remember what year that is. But it was a toy that I knew even as a kid I shouldn't have. Just because I was like, yeah. I mean, I was pretty good with my toys. Like, I was the kind of kid, I guess that taught me, but I was the kind of kid that never was really rough with my toys after that. Like, I remember playing with toys with other friends, and they're, like, throwing their toys, like, against the wall, and they're, like, fighting, you know, the other toys. It's, like, really beating the shit out of the other toy that is breaking. And after that, I was never that kid. I was just like, okay, if I'm going to play fight with these toys, I'm going to fight, but I'm not going to like crush them together. Because I think I got that out of the way with my Voltron. Voltron was like making holes in the wall. It was, you know, scraping me, cutting me just because.
Oh my
just
God.
Like, yeah. I was Voltron. I was Voltron.
All right. No, that's awesome. Wow. So mine was similar to yours. Mm. Mine was the Dragon Zord from Power Rangers.
There you go. Oh shit.
Mine was but I got the Megazord before that. So I don't remember if I got the Megazord like for Christmas or whatever it was. I remember I got the Megazord. But I remember I definitely got the Dragon Zord for Christmas. Because I remember when I got the Megazord, my parents were pissed off that it was expensive. But mine was like, I remember it being the official one. Because it cost a lot of money. And my parents were like, all right, whatever. And I remember building it and putting the stickers on and assembling them. And, you know, so similar to Voltron. Same exact concept. And I only remember this because I remember having a photo in front of a Christmas tree with the Dragon Zord toy behind it. Like, my parents didn't hide the fact that I got the Dragon Zord. They literally were like, this is what you're going to get for Christmas? We're going to put it under this tree and you're not going to open it till Christmas Day. And I'm like, okay.
That's hilarious. So they were just like, all right, here's your gift. Just wait.
I don't know if it was like a ploy to get me to behave or whatever it was, but they were like, there it is. So you know it's there, but you cannot open this until Christmas. And there's photos of me like in front of the Christmas tree and you see like the Dragon Zord like box. Anyway. Fun fact, I actually still have it. I still have the Dragon Zord and the Megazord like in full condition. Like I never threw it out. Like it's still I remember always getting like a Nintendo for Christmas, but at the time, was that really geeky or was that what all the kids wanted? You know?
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things. I always got a Nintendo. I never got a Super Nintendo, but we've had this conversation many a times in previous podcasts. Let's not get into that. But I definitely remember I got the Dragon Zord, and I was excited because I could put the Dragon Zord connected to the Megazord. You know, like it's like, oh, here's an extra piece that goes with this. So I was so happy for that. And I remember just like throughout the whole day, just assembling it because you can assemble it in different ways.
Yeah.
From the show. You know, back then there was no internet. So it was the show and he was the toy that like emulated what was in the show. And I was so excited for that.
Did you have the Power Rangers as well? The Power Ranger toys, or you just had the robots?
No, it's weird. It's like whenever I got a Power Rangers toy, it wasn't consistent. So I would get like a Red Ranger that was the same size as my Megazord. But then I would get like, so I got a Red Ranger that was the same size as my Megazord.
Yeah.
And then I would get a Blue Ranger that was like the size of a Ninja Turtle. You're like smaller. An action figure.
Yeah.
So like I never got like the, you know how like every toy has like a line, like if you get this one, you got to get this, this and that.
Yeah.
And then I got like a a Happy Meal Power Ranger from McDonald's, asking my parents, like, can I get the set that's like similar? Everything.
Yeah.
There's no consistency to my Power Rangers toys, but the Megazord was so.
Nice. And that's crazy that you still have them in good condition. That's
yeah, they are in good condition. Yeah.
I don't have my Voltron, but yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That's crazy that it's almost.
I love how
toy.
You said that with such sadness. I don't have my Voltron. Are you okay?
You know, it's funny. I was tempted to get it again. I went to Chinatown like what was it, 3-4 years ago when they re-released like the original like.
And why didn't you?
I was just like, I don't have space for it, and not right now.
One day you should.
One day. One day.
I want to see that in your collection.
Yes. One day I will tell 6-year-old me, you fucked it up, but I got it back.
All right. So let's talk about present. Present.
Present. Present.
Present.
Present. Present. Present. Present. What about you? Let's go with you. What is your present? Present. Geeky gift that you received. I think I know. I don't know if it's Christmas. Was that at Christmas? No, that wasn't at Christmas. But there was one that I think I remember. But what is your?
Oh, you're talking about my wedding present.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Terminator arm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. If there was any reason that I knew I was gonna marry Lori, it was definitely at the wedding. Here's the wedding. Oh yeah. There's a reason why I got that ring on your finger. You know what? Actually, from my wife, present. Well, when we were boyfriend girlfriend, she got me a Christopher Reeve Superman statue.
Oh, that's when you got that one?
Oh my God! I know I'm on a podcast, and I know I'm throwing all these flowers to her, but it is not just because she's the producer of the show. She always knows what's to get me, man.
Wow.
Because I was looking for that for a long time, and I mentioned it in passing, and she found it. Hot Toys, I think it's Hot Toys. Hot Toys, Superman. 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 Hot Toys, Superman, Christopher Reeve lookalike. Like, holy crap. It's still, you've seen it. It's
awesome.
In the living room. Yeah.
It's an awesome toy.
So that's the geekiest, yeah. And, yeah, everything geeky I've ever gotten is from my wife, so.
Wow.
She's, yeah. Hence why she's my wife.
What was your reaction like when you opened it up? Like, you were just like, oh my God, I can't believe this.
Yeah, it was a big holy shit moment for me. And as soon as everyone left, I opened it. Because she gave it to me during Friendsmas.
Ah. Okay,
and okay. I opened that and I was like, is everyone gone? And she walks in after the last person leaves and I'm already on the floor like, so.
Did you play the Superman music as you were unboxing him?
Oh, it was in my head. I didn't play it out loud.
Oh, okay.
But... yeah, man, that's my, out of all the figures, that's my favorite figure I own. The Terminator hand's more like a prop, but out of all my figures, I treat that like gold. That's why it's hidden.
Yeah, that's, it's crazy. It's crazy that we almost have similar themes in our gifts.
Okay, so what's your present?
So we have to travel back in time again, to set up the present. My first collection of like a whole set of comics, was The Death and Return of Superman. That was like my favorite, you know, that's when I really was into like collecting. And so I got every issue of you know, the reign of Superman, the death of Superman, and then, you know, the comics after that leading up to his return. And then when I moved from where I was at that time, the box got lost. And so all those comics that I collected, all that was gone. And especially my favorite, you know, kind of comic. And so, and it's funny because it's like, it's not really a rare item to get, but to me, it was just like, I didn't really think about it. A friend of mine, you know, we kept talking about the past, and I was like, yeah, man, you know, I never really got over the fact that I lost all those comics. And then all of a sudden, for Christmas, he got me both the hard cover of the death of Superman, all the death of Superman.
That's beautiful.
So it was crazy because I didn't think that would affect me that much, because I was like, I mean, this is something that I could have bought myself. It wasn't hard to find, but just seeing it and reading it again and seeing all everything, it just kind of took me back to like all of the comics that, you know, all the months of collecting everything and then losing it and then getting it again as, you know.
Like, I think it's not the fact that you could have gotten it. It's because it came from love from a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's, you hit it right in the head, because it's like, and it was funny because it was one of those things that, you know, I didn't really think about. I was like, oh yeah, I probably could have just gotten that. But then, you know, I don't know, I guess in me, I was just like, I'll think about it. I'll get it eventually or whatever. And then once I got it, just like all these memories came back and I was like, what? This is an awesome gift. This is an awesome gift.
I always say Christmas is for kids.
Yeah.
At least the gift giving. Because I have this fight all the time, and it's always, I guess that they always tell me, you know, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm just like, I don't want anything. No offense. It's not because I don't need anything, but anything I can want, I'm at an age where I can get it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be with my friends.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Like, I just kind of, I always want to treat Christmas like Thanksgiving, but with less food. That's it. You know, like, just kind of like, let's just hang out and just enjoy each other's company, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's me. But obviously with family as well, not just friends, but that's been my thing.
I think you hit it right on point where it's like, when you're a kid, obviously you have no money, and so getting stuff is like a big thing, right? Because it's like, oh, I wish I can get that. So it just amplifies with the whole Christmas thing, the presentation, you know, the mystery of it. And I think as we get adults, is like, you can get a gift and it could be something very simple, or you just don't get a gift at all. And it's just like, I just want to spend time with people because it's a little different. It's a little different. I think it goes back to why I think that thing that you said earlier with the four gifts is such a pretty cool concept. Cause it's like I said, it's like, as an adult, you only really need, there's always that one gift that you're like, okay, this is, if you got to get me a gift, maybe this is the gift to give me.
Right.
Especially if you're a geek or a nerd, is like, there's a ton of shit that you can get
that have been created for us.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to plug them in, but Hot Topic became what I wish it was when I was in high school.
Oh yeah. 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 You can get a Rick and Morty shirt, a Dragon Ball Z shirt, or if you're, you know, or a metal shirt, all in the same shop now.
Then we had to find the Dragon Ball Z stuff in underground Japanese stores. Now they're everywhere.
Now it's
everywhere. You gotta go to Chinatown to get a whack shirt. Like, not for nothing, the Dragon Ball Z shirts from back in the day sucked. But damn it, it's all we had.
Yeah.
Now they're like amazing.
Now every clothing brand has some type of anime or some type of Dragon Ball Z, you know, something. They have something.
And I welcome it. And I welcome it. I know some people become a little gatekeepy. No, because you know what, man? 15-year-old me wishes this was out back then.
Yeah. And they make it where adult you could wear it. So it's not like, you know, that. It's funny because it's like the adults that were that geeky kid that were looking for that type of clothing now make that clothing, and they make it for other people who are like, yeah,
oh yeah,
I'm of that age, so this is age appropriate. Or you can
Do you know what my Thanksgiving shirt is, or as people listen to it was?
What?
It's a Super Mario 3 Mario, little Tokidoki Mario. What's his name?
Oh, the Tanuki with the Tanuki suit?
Yeah, yeah, the little raccoon one. Yeah. It's a brown shirt. It's him in like pixelated, and it's the leaf that turns him into that, like all over. So it's like a fall shirt. Like that's,
oh.
button down, dude. So it looks like, oh wow, like that's a nice button. Is that Mario? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You see, there you go. Exactly. But yeah, I think, you know, there's a bunch of stores, there's a bunch of ideas that you could just get that one geeky gift. And you know, yeah, you know, it's there. It's an option. But like you said, it's always, as an adult, it's always good to just, sometimes you just want to hang out. Sometimes that's the gift. That's the gift that you want.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And it's, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with wanting a present. We already know what we'd like. And I think going back to what you said with what happened to you, gifts are great. You know, me personally, I always feel weird when I get one, not because I don't want them. I just never been good at responding to gifts outside of my family, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing as my birthday. I hate my birthday. But goddamn it, if it's anyone else's birthday, I will celebrate that to the fullest.
Yeah,
when it comes to
here.
Mine, I want to hide. You
same
know,
here.
It's like, oh,
same here.
And it's funny, I did that to you. It's your birthday, we're going to celebrate, but mine is like, nah, leave me alone. Don't touch me. But I think, and I guess I can encourage our listeners with this, whether you're receiving or giving, if it's coming from the heart, you know, like you said, man, you got this gift, something simple, man, but someone took the time to think about you and put a lot of thought in. And that's not to, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know, it's something simple and small. Someone took the time, you know, and I guess that's why when people tell me, oh, did you update your Amazon wish list? I'll be honest with you. I don't like it because I want something to come. If you're going to get me something, I need it to come from you.
Right.
Whether it's something as simple as I got you the Snickers bar because I know it's your favorite candy, to I got you this book because I like this book and I want you to enjoy it as much as I do. That's kind of how I give gifts. And that's how I kind of, if I were to expect something, not that I ever do, I always want it to come from someone's heart.
Yeah. And those usually make the best gifts, like you said.
Yeah.
Those are usually the ones that you'll remember because you're like, oh wow, this is a little bit more, you know, creative. Well, not creative, but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's just a little more sentimental.
I wanna give an example of something my daughter got me last year, and it's funny because to this day I still use it. My favorite Christmas character is Jack Skellington.
Mm-hmm.
And we can continue this conversation on the next episode. But my favorite character is Jack Skellington. She got me a Jack Skellington pillow. Still use it.
Aww.
Something simple because she knows, hey, this is your favorite Christmas character. Here you go.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's the point of it all. That's the point of it all. Mm-hmm. And so...
En coquito
was... oh, the drink?
For the adults.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me give you a coquito peluche.
Coquitos for everyone. Merry Christmas.
I always thought coquito would be like a little coqui getting drunk with coquito.
Do you want to explain what coquito is to some people who don't know, who might be listening? They're like, what's coquito?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Not everyone's Latino. So, my friends who are listening, coquito is the Latino version of eggnog. But with different recipes.
Pretty much.
And better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And better. Way better. Fun fact, I did not know this. Coquito is not made of cookies.
Yeah, that would be crazy if it was.
You blend a frog.
This frog is going to be fucked up right now.
Well, listen, man. I'm just saying, if we kill turkeys for Thanksgiving, why can't we kill and drink cookies, you know, for, I don't
kill
know.
Frogs.
This is horrible. Well, yeah, cookie. You know, cookie's a frog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's funny.
Have a little drunk frog with a little Christmas hat. That should be the symbol for coquito.
That's actually, you get a frog mascot for coquitos. That would be a good mascot.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, let's keep this episode short and sweet. We're going to end it right here, unless you have something else to add.
The future one. Is there anything that you want from the future? Any gift that you can think of?
You see, this is how I mind ninja'd you. We covered it in the beginning of the episode, the camera.
Oh, There we go.
Actually, no, wait, let me think about that. Do you want to go first while I think about what I would really like in the future one day?
Yeah.
Unless your answer is the same answer.
No, because I was trying to think of like the whole geeky thing. It's basically, and especially now that they seem to be super popular, is the arcade machines that you can get now. And I would love...
You know who has those?
Who?
Jorge.
He does?
Oh, God. He has, like, his whole living room's full of them. We were just playing there, like, for a good 10 hours.
Oh, damn. Well, yeah, there's one hours. There's yeah. one that's a MAME arcade that has basically everything in that arcade machine. So it has, like, Super Nintendo, Genesis, PlayStation... Oh. Computer games, arcade games, like it has everything in it. And well, I forget how much it is. I think it's like $500 or $600, something like that.
Well, I think if you get like a regular... Well, you know what? Let me not say that here. I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Then I already said it. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, even if it's that way, that just having that and having that as a machine and having like a four-player... kind of, you know, set up, people could come over and play those games.
You know,
like,
what sucks, they're little, we're tall.
No, but that's why I want mine, because I feel the MAME one or the one that I saw online is like a legit like arcade machine,
like arcade size, and not like little, like sit
arcade,
in a little stool.
Four people could stand around it, four adult people can stand around it, and it's like a legit arcade machine. But yeah, that would be my future wish gift, geeky gift would be that.
Okay, I think I had mine, but I don't.
Oh.
So you know how I got the Christopher Reeve Superman statue?
Yeah.
I would love more of those. Not just Christopher Reeve, but of stuff that I like. Like, I would like an Iron Man, you know, like Hot Toys or...
The Hot Toys collection.
Or Sideshows, whatever. Those statues. I would love... I definitely want Terminator ones from that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Terminator ones are beautiful. And I think when we were all at Comic-Con... You, me, and Lori, were you with us when we saw the Scarecrow on top of the Jason Todd
grave? That was
awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like if I get
those Hot Toys or those models, like, I would set up like a glass case and just make like a scene with them. Like, I wouldn't just put them.
Exactly.
I would make like a scene and be like, okay, for this month, this is this scene.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like, I feel like I would love to display them. So it's not just one, but I would like the display of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want one section of my living room to look like Forbidden Planet. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, where all the toys are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot. But it's funny, because if I start listing the ones I want, I'm never going to end. That's going to be an easy $5,000. At minimum.
Minimum, yeah.
There's like a cool one from Pacific Rim. The Jaeger.
Oh, nice.
The Gypsy Danger that I saw Forbidden Planet. That's beautiful. You know what I mean? Because then if I get one, it'll be like Funko Pop. So I got to get another. If I get an Iron Man, I got to get a Captain America. If I get a Captain America, I got to get a Thor.
The whole Avengers. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I already have the Superman one.
Yeah.
I need the Michael Keaton one from 1986 that goes with that. You know? Ooh. So, and I know I'm like, I want this and that, but... To condense it, I want more of those statues, but I need the space for it. I don't have the space. And I know, you know, and I know I'm not alone. I know you would do the same thing.
Hell yeah.
Like, I know you would, you know. Yeah, that's my one day in the future. I would love to have that. But if I'm going to be specific, the Terminator one, there's one where he's holding the Gatling gun from the end of T2 when he's, like, shooting at the cop cars.
Yeah.
That one's nice. Or a T-800 skeleton. Like,
it's just
I always
skeleton.
Liked the way they looked.
Yeah.
Did you see Dark Fate yet?
I did.
I liked it. I don't know what... I hated the beginning. But I liked
confused.
Everything else.
I'm confused why people were like, oh, it wasn't that. I was like, no, it was good. The beginning was a little... Yeah. But
I hated the beginning. I hated it. But I think that's why people didn't go see it, because that plot... That scene was leaked for me last year.
Oh, so that could be.
And that's been leaked for a long time. The whole movie was leaked. But it's funny, because if you go watch it, it plays out differently than what you read. Not differently, but it's more like when you watch it, it's like, oh, this is a lot better than it should have been.
And to be honest, you know, a lot of people had a good point where they're like, you know, the Terminator 1 and 2 were like, they were the for the general audiences, they were the positive ones. And then anything after that just kept kind of disappointing general audiences. That after that, it really just, it's really hard to get that specific, you know, general audience back.
It's not hard. Because after Terminator 2, and I'm not talking about Salvation, because Salvation, they messed it up. After Terminator 2, we needed the future war that we saw in 1 and 2.
Yeah.
It needed to end. The next movie needed to be in the future, and it needed to end when John sent Kyle back in time. And that was the end. You just needed to close that circle. I've had this conversation with many people.
Yeah.
And that there's a Terminator game out. It's called Terminator Resistance. It's for PS4 and Xbox and all that. It came out in the UK. It comes out here next week. I'll give a slight spoiler. It's the movie I just described.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I heard like a lot of people are giving it bad reviews because it's not Call of Duty and it plays like a PS3 game. But it's a story game, beginning to end. And after this episode, I'll tell you the ending because I don't want to spoil it right here on the episode. But we'll leave it at that. Before we go, first off, thank you guys for listening. But before we go, I do want to give a shout out to Jerry, your friend Jerry, who has a podcast out. But you'll take it from here.
Jerry has a podcast. It's funny because he says, I love how he starts where he's like, look, it looks like everybody has a podcast, so why not me? He's definitely a person that you should listen to. He's funny. It's called Men on Pause. It's of course a play on words.
I get it.
But you should definitely check it out. It's available on Spotify, and he just started out, and so give it a listen. It's a really good podcast. But shout out to Jerry.
And I say this because Jerry has been one of our biggest supporters of Comic Tube since we started.
Oh yeah,
you know, and I see that, and I see that. He's always told you that, and he sent me a few messages. It's only fair we return the favor, and it's only fair I listen as well. Latinos always got to support fellow Latinos. It's as simple as that.
Let's do it, people. Let's do it. Yeah, tying it back to Terminator. You know, a lot of Latinos in that movie.
You know, people forget there were always Latinos in Terminator. Like, Sarah trained with Latinos. John Connor trained, like, John Connor leader because of that. People forget.
You
forgot. Like, people are like, but why? Like, did you forget that Sarah was trained by Mexicans and that John Connor technically is Central America?
From Central America, that's right.
And they touched on that a lot on Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles. They built back on that. Oh god, I love that series. That's my worthy sequel to T2.
Yeah, it still is.
It still is. Still good. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening as always, and we'll catch you next time. We're gonna have another holiday special. This is our Black November episode. I think next episode I'll drop the hint here, whenever you're ready, but I wanna film kind of what we did on the YouTube video. Let's talk about geeky holiday movies and specials.
Let's do it. Round 2. Let's do it.
All right, guys. You have a good one. We'll see you next time.
Later.